Lecturer in the Department of Computer Information Science at Northern Caribbean University, Henry Osborne, says Jamaicans should be careful about what they post online. The warning comes as Jamaica joins the international community in observing Cybersecurity Awareness Month. In an interview with NCUFM News, Mr. Osborne pointed out that persons are not always security conscious.
There's no need to worry. These are measures that were implemented to protect the precious data that they have on their phones. It's not like anyone can steal your face or your fingerprint. So as I said before, it's just a security measure. And it's not a case where, for those who are paranoid, you walk around every day so people can see your face. So it's just another mechanism to secure our data.
He also outlined some steps persons can take in order to protect their data online.
Most persons are aware that crossing the border, persons are now required to unlock their phones and share their social media information with the border agents. The issue with Face ID is that it doesn't guarantee you protection under the law, whereas they can't force you to unlock your phone with your fingerprint. That allowance isn't given with Face ID. So that allowance wasn't taken into place. So anybody who has Face ID that they used to lock their phone, in that regard, if a border agent requests it, then there's no legal reason for them not to comply.
October is celebrated as Cybersecurity Awareness Month around the world. The Cyber Incident Response Team, CIRT, in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, has been hosting and participating in several activities this month. Speaking at a Jamaica Information Service think tank, head of the CIRT, Dr. Manifia Hewling, explained that each week will have a different theme. The themes for the month are cybersecurity in the workplace is everyone's business, today's prediction for tomorrow's internet, the internet wants you, consider a career in cybersecurity, and protecting critical infrastructure from cyber threats. The month of activities is being undertaken in collaboration with eGov Jamaica, Cable and Wireless Jamaica, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the Universal Service Fund.